Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What I want to talk about right now is the Patriots' new offense. This week of camp, this joint practice against Washington, which according to everybody was a TKO, basically. I mean, the Patriots went out there and they, in the one-on-ones and all the drills, that's a Washington team that was in the NFC Championship game last year. And the Patriots kind of whipped their ass all week. I mean, really, like, that's, you know, the main thing was yesterday, but like that's not something I just blow off. Not at all. Last year, the Patriots had a joint practice with the Eagles, and part of it may have been the fact that Gerard Mayo didn't know what the hell he was doing, and part of it may have just been that the Eagles were a wagon last year, and whoever they put out on that field was going to kick your ass no matter what.
It was like they were a team that was going to win the Super Bowl or something.
Almost like that, yeah. Almost like a team that was going to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, which that doesn't happen. You know? So the only guy that could beat Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady. Not anymore. So that, I thought, was, you know, that was something. And to do that against a Washington team that, in the aftermath of a miracle season, really, like the type of season that you can't even imagine. Like, you draft a quarterback after a 4-13 season. And the year before that, they were 8-8. That was when they still had Tyler Heinicke as their quarterback. And they were just, you know, a mediocre, run-of-the-mill, not a playoff team, not a lottery team, just this nothing team floating in the ether, which you never want to be. If you're going to suck, you might as well really suck. And then that next year, they really sucked. The Sam Howell year, they win 4 games, and they're picking second overall. And they take Jaden Daniels. And despite all the question marks about him transferring and how old he is and the extra year and all that stuff, now he goes out there and he balls out. And he takes you to the NFC Championship game. And you lost to the Eagles because the Eagles were just the team of destiny this past year. And really, that team set up to... I think that team's set up to keep winning, but I guess we'll see. Anyway, you're there, you go toe-to-toe with them, you lose. And then you go into an offseason where you move on from a lot, like Bobby Wagner and some of these other veterans, they move on from. And you bring in Deebo Samuel, which I thought was a big mistake. I didn't want the Patriots after going after Deebo Samuel, and I thought whoever it was that ends up taking a real stab at him is going to end up regretting it. That's kind of what I thought. Deebo Samuel, they got for a 5th-round pick from the Niners, and that was their big offensive, in terms of skill position players anyway, that was their big offensive upgrade. Their other big offensive upgrade was trading for Laremy Tunsil, and that, I think, was a brilliant move. They were able to pry Tunsil away from the Texans for a 3rd, a 7th, a 2nd, and a 4th, all in the future. None of that was from this year, but it was 4 picks, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 7th in 2 different years. And that is how they were able to get a franchise left tackle out of Houston, where, by the way, I mean, it's not like that team's some loser team that you just pick the bones away from. That was an offer they couldn't refuse. And now, after, you know, an offseason that you can say had some pluses and some minuses, now they're dinking around with Terry McLaurin. And I look at that offseason, and I look at the Patriots offseason, and I think, you know, the Patriots offseason was considerably better. They didn't get a Laremy Tunsil, sure. But I like their draft better than Washington's. I like the fact that they didn't really play a lot of games with players that I was hoping they would keep. Like David Andrews, maybe you could say there was a little bit of that, but I didn't think they really played games with him. Bringing in Steph Diggs, I think, was a much better move for the offense than trading for Deebo Samuel. Even with Diggs being injured, I just think that, you know, Samuel is an injury waiting to happen. And, you know, would I take Tunsil over Morgan Moses? Yes, of course I would. But I think the Patriots, for what they're trying to do, where they are, where they're starting out from, as opposed to the Commanders, who are starting from the NFC Championship game, the Commanders should have been going full throttle this whole time. They should not even have begun to have a squabble with Terry McLaurin. The fact that if I was a Washington Commanders fan, that would drive me up the bleeping wall. Are you serious? Are you kidding me? You get a match like this between a receiver and a rookie quarterback, and now you're not doing everything you can to try and keep that match together? What's wrong with you? Oh, I'd be BS right now if I was down there in D.C. and I cared about that team. But I don't. And I say all this just to say that there's a lot of badly managed football teams out there. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that sometimes stumble into something good and then don't know how to keep it. Or, you know, they end up with a draft pick that ends up being a really special draft pick that they weren't expecting. Now, I'm not saying that's what happened with Washington. They took Daniels second overall. It's not like he was Tom Brady in the sixth round. But even with that, you don't know what these guys are going to turn into. And usually, even if they're good, you don't get such an early, immediate return on a guy like that. Peyton Manning didn't go to the AFC Championship game his rookie year. Rarely does that ever happen. So, you know, like that was special. That was a special thing. And they have handled it since then pretty badly, I would say. Going in now to this ridiculous holdout here with the most important skill position player on your team, which is really stupid. You want to leave that offense in the hands of Deebo Samuel and nobody else? Good luck with that. I'm sure Jaden Daniels is going to love that. Pretty silly. The Patriots, by comparison, I think, had a much better offseason. Much better. They've put a defense together that I think can be coached into something good. I don't know if it's good yet. I think it has all the ingredients and all the tools to be good. But I think it's going to take some coaching, and we'll see what this defensive coordinator is all about. We'll see what Mike Vrabel's all about when it comes to putting this all together and enacting their game plan. I think they have all the pieces there to be able to do it, no question about it. As for the offense, I think this is maybe the most important part of anything that happens going forward now. Like the defense, they spent a lot of money on that. They invested in it. It's important that the defense, they get a return on investment with the defense for sure. But I think that, you know, you look at the players that you have there, and on paper, you've already got a pretty good, you'd have to really screw up this defense coaching it in order for it to be ineffective, in my opinion. That's just my snapshot perspective on it, looking at the roster. With the offense is much more of an unknown. The offense is much more of, I would say, based on Drake May and his development, what happens with the offense this year is in some ways much more important than what happens with the defense. The defense you can work on. You can make, you know, adjustments at different levels. You can make it a defense that's focused on certain things as opposed to other things. You can make it a very strong pass rush with a weak secondary or a tough secondary with, you know, the edge guys who aren't really disruptive but can hold the, you know, just the different things like that. I'm not explaining it very well, but you know what I mean. You can adjust on defense more so than you can with your quarterback who you're trying to develop in his second year. That's something that I think is going to have to be emphasized to the point where Josh McDaniels, it's almost like he has two jobs. And I think he's more cut out for this than maybe someone like Alex Van Pelt would have been. And those two jobs are two jobs that he did pretty well with Mac Jones. He had in Mac Jones a lesser player, certainly, than Drake May. But he had a guy that he had to tailor an offense to with pieces on the offense that weren't exactly mind-blowing, you know, and Nelson Aguilar and Kendrick Bourne were the two big acquisitions that year, along with Hunter Henry, in fairness, and Jonnu Smith, Oh, what a great signing that was. Jonnu Smith. Forgot about him. But Josh McDaniels made that work. And I think if he can make that work with Mac Jones, he should be able to perform miracles here with Drake May.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tommy Curran was on with WEEI Afternoons, and he talked about this very thing. He talked about Drake May and what he can be and what he's showing himself to be in a Josh McDaniels offense. Here's what he said.
But I really think yesterday was the best demonstration that we got of May in a McDaniels offense, as opposed to the final year that he had at North Carolina, the year with Alex Van Pelt, where it was going to be stripped back down to zero and have him run a West Coast version, and we're going to show him how to paint by numbers, step back, and throw to the places he's supposed to throw. I think it shows and showed yesterday what a nice fit May's style is for McDaniels' offense, and we're probably seeing, what, Ted, 15% of what the Patriots' offense, yep, maybe more, of what it'll actually be by the time the season starts.
Okay. I agree that this is not the be-all, end-all of what this offense is going to look like and what sort of surprises they're going to have and the risks and the chances that they're going to take. It's Josh McDaniels, so you know there's going to be a couple like double passes here and there, you know. It's going to be one of those flips out to the wide receiver, flips it back over to the running back throws a pass, like one of those type of deals. You know, that's just the Josh McDaniel special. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what that ends up being. But I'm finding myself much more confident in the Josh McDaniels hire, maybe than I was at the time. I think at the time I was still kind of annoyed about the whole Ben Johnson thing and how they decided not to go with sort of a new age offense, and they bring in this defensive ex-linebacker coach, which is sort of what they did last time, although this guy has more experience, obviously. And then instead of going outside their comfort zone, they bring back a familiar face in Josh McDaniels. And I just didn't like the way that those dominoes all seemed to fall. You know, for a ownership group that just tried to make this transition from Bill Belichick to a retired linebacker, and it went about as badly as it possibly could have. And then you replace that with a new retired linebacker, and oh, this time we're going to bring back our old offensive coordinator who was so great all those years with Tom Brady. It just seemed like more of that insular Kraft Patriot Foxborough. You know, we know what's right. Everybody, no one else understands how football works. It's all, we know how to do it. When really what it is isn't so much that we understand it and no one else does. It's that we don't have that big of a Rolodex. The Belichick era only produced so many potential hirees, and we're not comfortable going outside of people we know. You know, it's as simple as that. And, you know, that's the choice that they've made and the way that they've decided to go about it. But as time has gone on, since McDaniels got hired, I've grown more and more confident about it. I think that he has a plan here. I think that Drake May is in good hands. And the more I think about that Mac Jones season and how he was able to kind of, I don't want to say squeeze blood out of a stone there, because I do think Mac did show some talent and ability in that rookie year and then had it all basically ripped away from him by those bozos that Bill decided to make the offensive coordinator, which was also a bozo move on Bill Belichick's part. And listen, Mac Jones, a bit of a bozo himself, so they all kind of share responsibility in who was being a bozo and who wasn't. But either way, that was not... That
do me
was
a favor,
not,
just kind of sit up and just like have a little respect for the process.
I will not. I will not ever. Why don't you cut your hair there, Shaggy? 617-779-7937. I don't know why I'm still mad at him, at Matt Patricia. Like, he never did anything to me. And honestly, you know, you can be mad at Matt Patricia, but he didn't hire himself, you know? He didn't hire himself to be the offensive coordinator. I would have been fine with Patricia being the defensive coordinator those years instead of the hybrid Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo situation. I would have been
fine. Yeah, great, you know, great observation.
Thank you. I thought so, too. I would have been fine if they brought him back for that. He was a good defensive coordinator. He didn't hire himself to be the offensive coordinator. That was a Belichick thing. And no, he wasn't very good at it. Of course. Of course he wasn't good at it. Of course he wasn't good. Why would he be good at it? What about, you know, like, it's just, it's silly. It's silly to think that. And I don't know why, but I'm still annoyed with him and like Joe Judge, mainly because of like the way they talk to people and their general attitude. But it wasn't their fault. It was Bill's fault. That was Bill's fault. 100%. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. One more thing from Tommy Kern here before we hand it over to Joe Braverman and get you caught up on what's trending. He said, ironically, because the Mac Jones year was 2021, he said that he hasn't seen an offense this competent since 2021.
Probably the last time I saw them look that good was 2021 against the Giants, which didn't turn out to be a good team, but they hammered the Giants during the joint practice. That was the Joe Judge year and Daniel Jones's year, and that was Mac's first year, but they looked terrific that day. So a lot more situational driving the football stuff that week, and maybe they'll do some of that in Minnesota, but it's been since then that they've looked good, because if we roll through it, 2022 was Patricia and Judge running the offense. 2023 was O'Brien with a horrendous offensive line and receiver core, and last year was an embarrassing offensive line and a host of new coaches. So it has been a long time since you just saw competency after competency and didn't see plays where you go, well, I don't know exactly what went wrong on that offensive play, but it might have been four different things.
Okay. Steph Diggs started off strong and has kind of petered out since then, but he had a strong start to camp. Kayshon Booty has been very good in camp. Pop Douglas has been very good in camp. Offensively, you are seeing these guys make strides. You are seeing these guys get better. You are seeing them evolve. I couldn't really ask for much more than that. Honestly, these are sixth-round picks, guys. Kayshon Booty and Pop Douglas are sixth-round picks. For those two guys to be making these kind of strides after promising early seasons, not good early seasons, but promising, to see them make strides like this, if they can be productive receivers this year and Drake May can really rely on them, that's huge. That's huge. If this is a real offense this year, a real offense with, like, actual weapons in it, Diggs and Booty and Douglas and Henry and Hooper and those guys, Travion Henderson, if you have...
Define real.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, really, you know, a real weapon. Like, if the Patriots have, other than Henry, and even Henry last year wasn't reliable, but someone that you want to, like, pick in daily fantasy, skill position players, last year, I swear to God, last year you didn't want anybody. If you were doing daily fantasy, which I know no one even does anymore, but, like, you know, now that gambling is legal, you just do that. But in the daily fantasy, I still mess with that once in a while, just for fun. You know, those free ones where you can win, like, $1 million, I'll throw a lineup together, why not? You know, why not?
So an offense that can win you money.
Right. You don't pick Patriots for those. You don't pick a Patriot. What Patriot are you going to pick? Even Hunter Henry, there's 5-6 better tight ends you could pick. You know, Ramondre Stevenson, if you're in like a fumble league. And none of the receivers ever did anything. So, you know, it was pointless. If you have some actual productive offensive skill position players this year, oh, will that make a huge difference for Drake May and for everything? Big difference for the defense. Big difference for everyone. Everyone. And I think it starts, honestly, I think it starts with the offensive line. But the fact that these receivers appear to be getting the memo, I think, is a very welcome development.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.